If you are truly outrageous, you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm your flash and sizzle host, Darian. Come with me now as we head on back to Sunday, June 2nd, 1985.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
It was Sunday, the 2nd of June, in 1985, during a time where we had a president who was a former actor, and the vice president, the father of a future bumbling president. Times were nice, and times were good. Bread was only 55 cents a loaf, while your minimum wage was only $3.35 an hour. Everyone blasted Tears for Fears in their two-week number one hit, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Meanwhile, on the country chart, you had your ears ready for Conway Twitty and his number one country hit, Don't Call Him a Cowboy. The weekend box office was looking pretty good. At number 5, Eddie Murphy was the Beverly Hills Cop. At number 4, the Universal comedy Brewster's Million. Coming in at number 3, James Bond was back again in A View to a Kill. Debuting at number 2, Chevy Chase was the man of 10,000 identities in Fletch. And the number 1 movie in the country, the Columbia Pictures tri-star action film Rambo: First Blood Part 2. And let's meet again tomorrow for another 80s flashback.